We'll come on to that then chronologically. Can you tell me what you were instructed in the hospital about exercise?
Well, I used to play an awful lot of sport, but that was out from me completely. When I came to Oxford, I had to work at the weekend, so I had to stop most of the games. But I've very often, they said, you know, walking is all right, and make sure you get a bit of exercise in the day. I didn't take too much notice of that. But in the latter years, I used to walk out for a paper every morning instead of having it delivered. I used to walk, I don't know, a mile and a half there and back. In total, most mornings I do that now and walk along, but I don't do much else apart from gardening. But that's not particularly difficult, is it? Pushing a lawnmower, especially if it goes on its own anyway. But no, that I don't remember being given very much about that, and I can't say I've ever joined the Ramblers or the sports clubs and gone on rowing machines or treadmills or whatever it is. No, I've never done that. But I've kept reasonably fit. Occasionally used to walk to work rather than going in a car. Mind you, that was only a mile away anyway. No, I never took fitness too seriously. I should have done, but I didn't.
Now, you came out of hospital with all this paraphernalia for injections and testing and diet sheets and so on. Can you remember how it felt in those subsequent weeks and months?
Yeah, it didn't make much difference to me at all, really. A lot of people used to say that, you know, this was a big change in your life, that you got diabetes. I used to say, no, it's not. I said the only thing that really was difficult for me was carting all this paraphernalia about, because both on when I was working, going to an awful lot of places, and also later on when I'd finished work and travelling all over to shop with these books and so on. I think the greatest problem was to remember, you know, the various types of insulin, the various associated pills and tablets that you had to take, because you always get these side sort of complications. And the kit, especially about the measurement of the blood sugar and so on, you've got to really pack up something with a lot of things, especially if you have things like needles and so on all the time. And strips, and the machines that take these, and the various insulin itself, especially if you're going away for some concern.